Good morning. Coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm your host. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, and horticulturist, and I love to answer your gardening questions. And I will tell you, I am thrilled that we got the rain last night. It was wonderful. It was bountiful. And it just, my garden looked so fresh this morning. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Did the rain gods, bless you with their little bit of rain in your paradise?
Quite a few lightning strikes, quite a few branches down, but not too shabby. I'm not going to complain because I like rain, but I don't like Seattle rain. So let's get that straight before the universe hears me put it out there.
Well, I love rain a lot, and Seattle rain is a lot like Scotland rain. It's always there, but it's good for your skin. But I do love that we can garden here year round, and so it's the same in Seattle too as well.
Right.
So, but we definitely needed the rain, and I got a couple of inches this week. So
good.
I'm real pleased. I want to say that just want to prepare everyone. If you have not fertilized your lawn this year, and your landscape, that the fertilizer ban is coming up. And we're not talking about fertilizing often. You only usually need to fertilize about twice a year your lawn. And you should get a soil test before you apply any fertilizer to your landscape. So it's important to understand that most counties in the state of Florida and cities have a fertilizer ban from June 1st through September 30th. And that goes with the, you know, recommendations from the University of Florida to fertilize in the springtime, you know, of March, April, and then in October, September, the end of September, October area for your landscape. And so that is coming up. And it's just important to stress, and I've talked about it over the last couple of weeks, as we are approaching the rainy season, is that you never fertilize before a rainstorm.
Right.
And that's important because you waste your time, Lizzie. It just goes right down the drain.
Right. And also, you posted a picture on your Facebook page, I do believe, and you actually had graphics of showing, okay, you fertilize it, then we get into this rainy season, and then everything washes into the rivers, into the ponds, and
lakes.
It's just...
And it's getting expensive, so you shouldn't really do that.
True.
It's important to do that. So just check with your landscape company. They know what to do. They, you know, they have the licenses and they have the education, and so don't press them. But always get a soil test before you apply fertilizer to your lawn, and that'll help you out quite a bit. So I'm in the process of, you know, changing out my front yard, changing the landscaping. And so it's completely bare. I have nothing in my front yard at all. And you know what? I'm just so relaxed and chill about it, you know, that I know it's going to look great in a few weeks. And I'm very excited about it. We're putting in new pathways and got the irrigation, you know, fixed. So I know that it's efficient. And, you know, most of the plantings that I put in, I put on based on rainfall. So what does that mean? That means that you put plants in that you're going to make sure that they're watered till they get established. And then you can turn the water off and just let the normal rainfall, the rainy season happen. And so they can handle any conditions that happen in your yard because they're the right plant in the right place. And that is a Florida-friendly mantra, and it's very important to understand that. So, but you have to understand that these plants, all plants are drought tolerant in the right locations. And I like to educate on this because it's very important that we have our natives and our non-natives that are drought tolerant, but they're all drought tolerant. So we have our xeric, which is dry, sandy soils. Okay, natives and non-natives. We have our mesic soils. So that means that they, you know, that's the earthworm soil that you see. It has good organic material in it. It holds on to the moisture, but it's not too wet so that earthworms can survive. So I call it my earthworm soil. Mesic soils, native and non-native. And then we also have our hydric soils. And these are low-lying areas that hold on to water, retention ponds, low-lying swales in your yard, also shorelines, lakefronts, and then also areas that are compacted and have clay soils underneath, and that water does not percolate. And those are our hydric soils. And so that we have the native and non-native. So it's really based on your soil conditions on how much you should water. And it shouldn't be, I'm going to put these plants in because they're drought tolerant, because they may not be in your soil conditions. And they certainly are not until they're established, which could be 3 months, could be 6 months. And for large shrubs and trees, we're talking about, you know, a year to 7 years that a tree is going to be irrigated or watered when there is no rainfall so that it becomes drought tolerant. You want to develop a healthy root system, and that means that you want to water it well. Lizzie, we have an exciting show coming up today.
I can't wait.
I'm telling you, we have the dynamic Leah Brooks coming on in our first hour, and she's going to be talking about her summer garden. Literally, did you see her post?
Yes.
Oh, you just drool mm-hmm. looking at it. You know, she could open a restaurant in her in her backyard, off her patio, off her tower garden. So we're going to be talking to her about the summer vegetables, and then we're going to be talking about bonsai, the art of bonsai, with a professional bonsai artist called Adam Levine, and he is wonderful. And there's a big bonsai event coming up that I want to get to. So we want to give a good morning shout out to Marie in Lakeland. And I just want to talk about that. Lizzie will be taking your calls at 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. Let me know you're out there. Say good morning, and I'll say good morning back. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Bicyclists and motorcyclists all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Drivers, watch out for bicyclists and give them 3 feet of clearance. Always be on the lookout for motorcycles and never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around large buses and trucks, and remember to never cut in front of them since they can't stop as quickly. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
The forecast calls for warm Gulf breezes blowing through your hair and soft, sugary white sand below your feet, along with mostly sunny skies on outdoor patios while dining al fresco, cool, colorful street murals mixed with world-renowned art museums, and around sunset, there's a chance of fiery orange skies over emerald green waters. So immerse your senses in St. Pete Clearwater and start planning your beach escape at visitstpeteclearwater.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. This National Safe Boating Week, make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistle or horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items to have prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safevotingcampaign.com.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I have to tell you, I have to congratulate Brenda. She sent in a perfect text. And Lizzie, what do we mean by a perfect text?
Perfect text needs to include your first name, where you're located so we know what zone that you're in, and your question, a quick synopsis of what you're asking, but kind of be a little detailed. So if you're saying a green plant or a leaf has spots on it, it kind of explain it, but it would probably be better just to email you a picture. But yeah, just quick first name, where you're from. There you go.
Thank you. So we're going to get to the text messages in just a minute. We are talking. Do we have Leah coming in? There you go. So Leah is just so dynamic. She is a good friend. She's a garden dynamo, a Tower Garden rep. She mentors school children, clubs, and all types of gardeners. And I always look forward to her delicious posts on Facebook. She did it again this week. So good morning, Leah. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I am great. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I so enjoy talking with you, and your energy is, you know, contagious. And you have so much good information to give to people who can, you know, so they can garden in small areas and produce a lot of food. And so I wanted to talk to you today about that. But you just came back from a trip. Where'd you go?
I was actually up in Minnesota and Wisconsin and traveled through North Carolina, same family. It was really nice. And I came back to this garden that's, you know, kind of exploded. That's sort of the fun thing about coming back from a trip is seeing the growth in your garden.
It definitely is. And that does sound like a great trip. So I think we've been hotter this spring than most years, and we haven't gotten a lot of rain. Have you experienced the same thing in Orange City?
Yeah, well, Florida's backwards from everything. You know the saying, April showers brings May flowers, does not apply to Florida. April and May are always dry, and usually new gardeners are really caught by surprise. But this year does definitely seem drier than normal. I'm looking forward to those summer rains.
I am too. And so you represent Tower Gardens, and you do a remarkable job of it. But I've said this before, we have a bunch of new listeners from South Florida. So briefly tell us what a Tower Garden is, please.
I'd love to. The Tower Garden, it's a beautiful vertical aeroponic gardening system. And we can grow up to 52 fruits, vegetables, and herbs in less than 3 square feet, indoors, outdoors, patio, pool, kitchen. And in Florida, it's easily grown year-round. And right now, I'm starting to transition to the summer garden.
So how do Tower Garden practices change from spring to summer?
Well, you know, as you know, summer is our most challenging gardening season. Again, we're flipped from up north. But it's also a super rewarding season once you get past all the challenges. And the key to summer is finding the right seeds that are suitable to handle the heat, the humidity, and the pest pressures, and effectively manage the pests. But it's not hard to do once you know what to do.
So I just saw an article in Florida, and it said, we don't grow vegetables in the summertime, but we can, and you're living proof of it. So let's do a real quick true and false about summer vegetables, and everybody listening can play along, all right?
Okay.
Okay. So tomatoes do not pollinate in temperatures over 85 degrees, so tomatoes are out in the summertime. True or false?
True. Actually, the nighttime temperatures play an even bigger role, which is why we can't grow tomatoes in summer in Florida. When the nighttime temperatures are greater than 72, forget it. You can't grow them. There is the wild Everglades tomato, though. It's from South America, and it's the closest wild relative of our cultivated tomatoes. And it grows these tiny fruits the size of a dime, but the flavor is unbelievable. So those you can grow, and you'll get some fruit over summer, but once we cool down, they'll really explode.
Right. And then cherry tomatoes, too, also, you know, are pollinated during the summertime. Lettuce can only be grown during winter. True or false?
That's false. But it's also true because you can't grow good lettuces in soil in summer, but you can grow lettuce in the tower garden. There's two things that the tower garden does. One, it provides a lot of oxygen to the roots. When it gets hot, the metabolism of the plants go up, their oxygen needs go up. Tower garden is aeroponic, lots of oxygen. And the other thing is it sprinkles cool water, cool running water, on the roots of the plant. So it's those two things, the cooling of the roots, the extra oxygen provides, and we can grow out-of-season vegetables in the tower in the summer.
Very good. So spinach and other delicious green vegetables are not grown in the summertime. True or false?
True for spinach. It's out, can't grow it. In fact, I'm pulling mine this week. But you can grow Swiss chard, kale, lemon sorrel, Tokyo bacana, summer dance cubes, Korean zucchini, tropical pumpkins, Brazilian broccoli, celery, long beans, cowpeas, lima beans, sweet and hot peppers, and more.
That sounds like a buffet. Yeah, I know. Yeah. That sounds like a buffet table. That sounds wonderful. Now, these tropical vegetables can be grown in the ground too, right?
A lot of them can, like the Seminole pumpkin, the long beans, the cowpeas, the lima beans. They'll definitely grow great in the ground.
What about herbs?
You can't grow cilantro in summer, but you can grow parsley, sage, mint, tarragon, chives, thyme, and all of the different delicious basils will grow.
That's wonderful. And you can also grow fruit. Tony says he wanted one tower garden just so he could plant strawberries in it because they look so good. So what kind of fruit can you grow in a tower garden?
Well, the Albion variety of strawberries are producing now, and that's what I posted on my Facebook page. But in a month or two, they will stop producing. And so strawberries are an annual in Florida. But right now, you can plant poha berries, which taste like a cross between an orange and pineapple. They're so good, and I think they're way underutilized in our area, and melons. So I love the Hakucho cantaloupe, which is like a one-pound cantaloupe, and the Ginkaku Korean melons, which produce tons. They're super prolific.
Okay, so you were talking about growing fruit on trellises. Describe that for me. I'm trying to visualize it.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things is dealing with pests. And if you let your plants trail on the ground, then you're going to have, you know, increased pest pressure. So, you know, you just put trellises up. You can make this cheap. Take a couple of T-posts and put some what they call hog panel fencing in between it and stretch that out and just let your plant vine on that. And that will keep them up off the ground. That's also why I tend to grow the smaller melons. But if you want to grow like the big watermelons, you could put some landscaping fabric down and let the melons grow onto that to keep it off the ground.
And so they'd still be rooted in the tower garden.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh, that's interesting. Because there's a great Pinterest photograph that shows melons and squash and all sorts of different fruits hanging from vines in a long tunnel. And so this is the same thing that you're talking about.
You can definitely do that. You know, the tower garden's 5 feet tall, or you can make it taller. Some people will plant things on the very top and then put a trellis or, you know, cattle panel fencing into a tunnel, and they'll let it grow on that. And then you can stand underneath the fruits and the vegetables, the cucumbers and, you know, melons, and you can pick them from above. That is really cool to do.
That's wonderful. So now how much work are you going to have to do during the summer? You talked about going on vacation. Can you just leave it and let your plants grow? Or do you have to have someone checking on it for you? What do you do when you have to leave?
It kind of depends. You know, like when we're in drought, like we have been, I need somebody to come in and just add some water to the towers while I'm gone. In the middle of summer, when we're getting a lot of rain, I may not need that. I would say it's a little bit more work than winter. You also need to keep an eye on pests and powdery mildew. Those are the two things that can take a crop up pretty fast. Once you learn the cycles of pests and powdery mildew, though, you can be prepared for them.
Okay, and so do you use systemics? Do you use chemicals to prevent it?
I use things like milk for powdery mildew. You can make a mixture of it and spray it on in the heat of the day. That works really well. For pests, I use a combination of cold-pressed organic neem oil, which is really good at disrupting the insect's cycle. And I use a mild soap and mix those two together, spray it on the tower garden at night, and then I rinse it off in the morning because I don't want to affect the bees. So this is all, this is all as safe as it could possibly be. And then if I see armyworms, I'll add in BT, which is a natural bacteria.
Right, yeah.
Which disrupts, you know how that works.
Yeah.
And if I have a real big problem, I'll use spinosad, but that is more of a broad spectrum, even though it's organic. So I prefer to try to use BT if I can.
And that's always the recommendation. Use the least, harmful product first, and then you have to make your way up. Sometimes you do have to go to the stronger chemicals, but if you're right on top of it and you catch it when it's a small problem, you can use something that's very organic and works well, and you don't have to use a lot of it. So, Leah, you're a wonderful hand-holding mentor to anyone who'd like to grow edibles in a small space. So how can gardening fans find you on Facebook and your website? What should they do?
Well, the easiest way probably is to email me at gardensmarter@gmail.com, and I'll send them the list of the summer plans, and I'll send them my pest control if they'd like that too. They can find me on Facebook under my name, Leah Brooks, and my website is leahbrooks.towergarden.com.
Thank you so much, Leah. That's wonderful. It's certainly just great to get back in touch with you and hear all about your garden. And I tell you, every week you make me drool on your harvesting in your garden.
Me too. Me too.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on here with you, Garden Giants. Thank you.
All right, babe. You have a great week. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She is wonderful. And her Facebook page is Ditto Brooks, and you can find her. And she's just great.
I had never heard of the tower gardening, and she just makes it sound so simple. I'm like, okay, all right, I'll get right on that one.
It is. We have some text messages here. A great one from Brenda from Ocoee. She said, do bromeliads need to be fertilized, and what's the best way to do it? And I will tell you honestly, Brenda, I have never fertilized my bromeliads. And so, I don't see a reason why you would need to. They're going to take their nutrients and water from the air. And they'll take whatever you're putting on the ground if you're fertilizing other plants in the area. So, great question. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. And your gardening questions, perfect time to call 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens and Florida's Talk and Entertainment.
Diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM. Through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We'd love to have your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. The Matthew Fallman chapter of Hibiscus, that's the Hibiscus Society. They are going to have a plant sale and show at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at 2073 Garden Street. Very appropriate, in Titusville, and that's going to be today. The plant sale and will start after the judging today, so that will be from 7 o'clock through the afternoon.
Good information. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so let's see. Let's go to Alan. Good morning, Alan. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning, Teresa. I got a follow-up for you on your last segment. She was talking about the hog wire, which I've done that for 15 years ago or so. I've been doing it. You can make, they're 16 feet long, and you cut them in half, and you can make an A-frame, wire them back together, and you make an A-frame. You can make the A-frame for beams so the grandkids can crawl underneath them, and it's really cool. Or you can make what we used to do is our beds were 3 feet wide for a walkway. And we would take the 16-foot sections and cut out 4-foot section lengths, and you make a covered walkway, and you'd have an 8-foot on one side, an 8-foot on the other, and a 4-foot on top. Nice thing is, when the season's over, these things fold down in your garage, and they take up almost zero space. Never rust. They're galvanized. Only downside of it, if a new person is trying to do it, they're going to get sticker shock when they go and find out how much hog fencing wire costs from what it was 10, 15 years ago. You go,
exactly.
Oh,
that shock is happening all over. So what's the alternative?
Well, the alternative is use cheap chicken wire. Now, that's a little bit more, not as rigid, but you can use PVC pipe and make the same kind of A-frame. But I've got A-frames left over where I cut them in half and made true A-frames. We had pole beams, we had lima beams, any kind of a thing it likes to trellis. Sweet peas, love them, because if you face them east and west, they get the morning sun, then they get the afternoon sun when it sets down. So you get 100% sun, you get great ventilation, and the pods hang down. They're a lot easier to find and pick through. And it's kind of a neat thing if you've got a small space to want to do, to make a trellis walkway instead of having wisteria or something growing over a trellis. This is a really neat alternative to it. And I just found out, kind of crossed it one day sitting on a tractor thinking, well, if you do this, you do that, it works. And to secure the square one is you just put the four steel fence posts on the inside and you wire them up. And that keeps it from shifting left or right if the wind blows, which it will do. But it's a neat thing. Kids enjoy it because they get to walk underneath it and go, oh, Grandpa, there's a bean. Oh, Grandpa. And they get a great kick out of it.
I love that.
Isn't that great? I'm just enthralled listening to you, Alan. I think that's wonderful. And I've been talking to Tony about doing some kind of trellis walkway. And so I think we'll take you up on that. I really like it.
Like I said, they're galvanized. They're a little heavy for a single person or an older person. You may have to have two people help you. But when they fold them back up, they're only like an inch wide. And wherever you got space in the garage, they don't take up like, well, I got pots. Where do I put my pots? Man, these are right there. And you can grow all kinds of things. We've even tried experimenting with tomatoes to trellis up on the side and hold them up. And it's not the best as a pole, like Tom would say, but
yeah.
Excuse me.
No.
It works pretty good, and it's a neat thing to do, and it's like, wow, you got all these different kinds of beans. You can put multiple kinds of beans on there, too, so you don't have to have one kind of bean, multiple kinds of beans. You can see, fava beans or any lima beans, butter beans, whatever bean you want to put on there, speckled beans that grow. There you go. And it's simple, easy, and real efficient. And it's easy to tear down, too. When you're finished, everything dries up, done. So just a thought for you.
Well, very inspiring, Alan.
Pictures of them.
Well, please do. Thank you so much. We'll post pictures of Alan's trellises when he sends them. That'll be great.
That will be awesome.
Thank you so much, Alan. Let's go to the text messages. And we have somebody who has apple trees. They're growing apple trees. And they have codling moss, and they are trying to use the Captain Jack spray, and they have his traps hanging, but the moths are thriving. And so I just think that maybe they got behind on it and didn't get ahead of the season. And so you want to make sure that you're checking your gardens and walking them on a regular basis. And then when you know that they're going to happen, then you can, spray and put the traps out and stop it before it gets really very serious. But also, too, you can use a neem oil on it, too, as well. And you spray it at, kind of like 1 to 2 week intervals. Follow the label instructions. But you're going to have to do that 3 or 4 times. So it's not just like hanging the traps up and thinking the traps are going to work. If the insect has gotten too far along and they're just, they're going to be stronger than sometimes the traps and things. So you got to make sure you're doing it at the right intervals. So if you will send me an email, You can contact Better Lawns and Gardens and send me an email through that. And I will be able to send you the intervals and send you a whole list on how you can take care of your apple trees and not let it get that far.
All right. And what's your email?
My email is teresa.watkins. That's Teresa without the H. Okay. T-E-R-E-S-A. teresa.watkins@live.com.
There you go. And I also feel that, you know, there's always just that one pesky something out there that's just going to thrive no matter what you do to it.
Exactly. You know, and they're just going to irritate you. They're just going to be there just to prove to you that they can, that they're in control. So I love that. So give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or if you are just want to text us and give us your message, that would be 23680. Now, what can you be doing this time of the year in your gardens? And what I really want to impress upon you is just to make sure that, you know, all of the winter damage and the spring, that you've got everything cut back and finished with winter time. I still see a lot of ornamental grasses that have not been cut back, and it's just getting a little late, and you're just going to have to live with the brown leaves through the summertime. But, you know, just, you know, making sure that you're getting through. But this is the time of the year. Hurricane season is going to be coming up in June 1st, too, as well as the fertilizer ban. So you want to make sure that you're having your trees checked. Walk your yards. Also, when you're looking at the trees, look for sap-stained bark, hollow areas, and twin trunks. And when you have twin trunks, you're going to get some, you know, easier damage during a hurricane. They're going to split apart very easily. This is the time of the year that if you haven't applied the mulch, make sure that you've got 3 to 4 inches of mulch around your garden bed areas, around your trees, and that'll hold the moisture in the ground, and you're not going to have to be watering as much. We're going to be back with more of your gardening questions. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
What do I love about the water? Reeling in a good catch. Oh yeah, that's a keeper. Teaching the kids to swim in the lake, then pushing them on a rope swing over the creek. And watching the sunset with the family out on the boat, in our life jackets, of course.
Discover the joy of being on the water safely. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. This message is brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Visit myfwc.com for tips on how to keep you and your family safe on the water.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Kids are amazing, and at Florida Kid Care, we think their health care should be amazing too. That's why millions of Florida's kids from birth through the end of age 18 get their health and dental insurance for free or at a low cost. And your child can too. Apply today at floridakidcare.org or 1-888-540-KIDS. That's 1-888-540-5437.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn Mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide Suspension that take the ache out of acreage. Massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
You don't hear much about grace these days. Quite the opposite, in fact. We live in a cancel culture that is quick to cancel people out when they make a mistake. Our world needs the message of grace now more than ever before. So what is grace? Grace is unmerited favor. It's receiving something we don't deserve. And that's what God gives to us through faith in Jesus Christ. Every single one of us deserves God's judgment, for we all sin. The good news, though, God doesn't cancel us out. Instead, the Bible says He canceled out our sins by nailing them to the cross. That's what makes grace so amazing. And how do we receive this amazing grace? First, admit we don't deserve His love. Then we pray for His forgiveness. Then ask Jesus to take control of our heart and lives. Grace is His gift to us. It really is amazing. This is Bryant Wright, experiencing His grace every day, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you'd like to give us a gardening call, you can call 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. Let's head over to Port Orange with Pam. Good morning, Pam. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you. I have two questions.
Okay.
One, I bought some gardenias in December from Lowe's. They're little plants. And they haven't grown much, but two of them, the leaves are all turning yellow and they're dropping off. The others are perfectly green and happy.
Okay. Are they in the same area, in the same row, same gardening bed?
Yes and no. It's the same bed, but it curves around. So some are going the other direction, you know, like a...
Okay. So they're in a kind of a gardening bed, but they're in a little bit of different areas. Okay. One first...
Right.
I would check your irrigation to make sure that they're both getting the same amount, okay?
I'm watering by hand every day. The irrigation doesn't actually touch them because they're right along the patio.
Okay. I'm concerned about why you're watering them every day. So why are you doing that?
Because I'm new to Florida and I was told the sand, everything just... Well, I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. So I'm glad you called, Pam. You called the perfect place. All right. So I don't know whether you have sand or not. Gardenias like to have a good acidic soil. So I want you to kind of check around and if it's just sandy soils. But you had, you know, good soil when you planted them in the pot. So that should be adequate enough. Now, it's normal for gardenias, mature gardenias, that have been established to drop some leaves, yellow leaves, in the springtime. Okay, so I would want to check and just have a checklist and go down everything. Do the leaves have any kind of sooty mold or any kind of black spot on them?
No.
Okay, they look nice and bright and green.
Yeah.
Okay, then I would check to see, did you fertilize recently?
No, because I planted them with fertilized stuff, and I actually put I'm going to tell you the truth, because I heard they liked acidic. I made coffee and put coffee on them and then put the grounds there, so that could also be a problem. I don't know.
Yeah, I whoever you're listening to, I would just kind of talk about the weather with them. Okay. And so here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to, before you water anything anymore, hand water it, I want you to stick your finger in the ground. And if the ground is cool, moist, or damp, you do not need to irrigate or put water down. Okay.
Okay.
That way we're not going to overwater it and it's not going to rot, because gardenias can get rotted out. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, and our soils, you may not have sandy soils. You know, when we're talking about sandy soils, Florida's all sand, but we have over 100 different types of sandy soils, and some of them have organic material in them, and some hold on to moisture very well. So I want you to understand that this is Florida, and yes, we are, you know, we do have sandy soils, but we get rain, and we have a lot of good minerals in our soil, so we don't need to panic about plants being wet. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So one, I would check the soil. Check the and make sure that you're not watering too much. Then I do want you to go ahead and put a slow release fertilizer down on them, an acidic azalea fertilizer, something on them again.
Okay. And I did buy that. I just haven't used it yet.
Okay. So I would go ahead and put it down and give them a little bit of nutrition to get them to start growing the leaves back again. And then cut back on the water. That's definitely an issue. Okay. Now, you had a second question.
Toadstool. For 2 days, I've taken a Walmart garbage bag out and picked them off and put them in the bag, and they came back the next day, and I've just looked at it, and I've got all these little patches of them again. What do I do?
Okay, so you have to understand the fairies need someplace to dance. Okay, so the mushrooms, the toadstools are not bad, okay? They're only going to last for a few days, and it happens because we're getting rainfall, and mushrooms and toadstools, the spores are airborne carried. So they're just coming through your yard. They're not going to last very long, but it's also an indication that you have, you know, some organic material in your ground. Okay. So that they're just hatching and they'll disappear as quickly as they come.
Okay. So
all right.
I don't need to worry about them.
You're in Florida now. There's no need to worry at all about anything.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Call back anytime, Pam. You're delightful. Thank you so much. All right, that was a great.
Now, what did you tell her about dancing?
The fairies need toadstools. Don't you ever? You walk through the yard, and I would tell my children, "This is where the fairies dance at night, and they sit underneath them, or they sit on top of them. Some of them climb on top. You know, toadstools are not bad.
No,
it's just a sign. You know, you've got some organic material in there that's decomposing. The spores get in, and they just hatch.
Now, are there any type of toadstools, mushrooms that you should not touch with your hands when you're picking them up? Because I heard her say she got a garbage bag, and I assume she put it over it to pick it up, or she just put it in the garbage bag. I don't know which, but what do you suggest?
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest touching them with your hands because, you know, I mean, they're not bad per se, but I would eat them. And, you know, if you're afraid to touch them, yeah, just go ahead and just use your garden gloves and pick them up, take a shovel, pop them in the bag. But, you know, you don't need to get rid of them. They'll just go back down into the ground and, you know, they'll just start that process. You know, things decomposing in the ground is good.
Right.
That's what you want. You want some good organic material in the ground. So it's not a bad thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So let's go. I have a great question. And thank you to the Lake County text message that gave us the thumbs up. We really appreciate that. And it says, hello, I have a sago that has multiple heads sprouting. Should I just cut those multiple heads off to leave single ones only? I just keep thinking of heads exploding when I see that.
Wow,
just multiple heads there. So I wouldn't take them off. It just depends on how it looks. But every time you cut into a plant, especially an ornamental, and you cut, you're just opening yourself up for, you know, stress, which leads to insects and disease. So unless it looks really ugly, I would just leave them alone. You don't have to cut them off.
Okay. That's good information.
You know, so that's all I can say about that. You know, it just, we don't have to cut things off, like, you know, unless it's really bothering you. But then when we do, I don't want you to seal it with anything. And I don't want you to, you know, spray anything on it. So you can just go ahead and leave it there. If you are in South Florida, the vegetables that you can be planting right now, you can be planting boniato, gingers, and sugar cane, and then tropical spinaches like Leah Brooks was talking about this morning. You can plant tropical spinaches. You can also plant amaranth, papayas, passion fruit, pigeon pea, pineapples, sweet potatoes, and yucca. And if you want to grow some seeds, you can plant chayote. Okay, so chayote is delicious, you know, and if you like that, you can plant the seeds of it. Now, in Central Florida, you can plant the same things, boniata, gingers, roselle, sugarcane, Swiss chard, and the tropical spinaches. But you can also plant the calabaza, which is what we call the Seminole pumpkin, long squash, loofah, papayas, passion fruit, pigeon pea, pineapple, sweet potatoes, and yucca. And then in North Florida, you can plant the same thing too. This is just the time of the year that it's good to grow in Florida. And the tropical plants, the Caribbean plants, vegetables all do very well here. So that's a good choice. Now I had a question. Let's see. I've only got a few minutes here. Let's go ahead and give out the text messages. Do I have that time? Text messages 23680. Yes, mm-hmm. Or you can call 1-888-455-2967. How many of you have taken the lovely photographs of the exotic bonsai plants displays in Epcot at the Japanese Pavilion? I love them. They are so gorgeous. I've literally taken hundreds of photographs. I admire them, and I admire their beauty, their art form, and I have always wanted to try and create one, but I've never taken that first step. So in the next hour, Adam Levine, who is a professional bonsai artist, will provide encouragement for everyone to try their hand at bonsai gardening. So that's going to be wonderful. We're going to really enjoy listening to him. He has beautiful bonsai. I'm going to be posting some pictures, and I'm going to really enjoy talking with him. From Summit Responsible Solutions, you know, mosquito bits and dunks, especially if you do have bromeliads and pineapples and garden beds, you can put those mosquito dunks in your gutter, in your bird bath, mosquito bits. You are not going to hurt any animals. It's very organic.
And I was wondering about that.
It works really well. It doesn't hurt birds. It doesn't hurt squirrels, any kinds of butterflies or bees. Mosquito dunks and mosquito bits are great. And I use them, and I've known about them for a long time, and they are a sponsor of the show, so you know it's a good quality product. So here we go. We're going to go from the Summit Responsible Solutions studio and summitresponsiblesolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.